Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, everybody. Now, we have an enemy, and he's the devil. But we also have a nature within us that's an enemy. So we have one outside. We have one inside. Our flesh nature, the nature you were born with, is an enemy of God. Yes, it is. Because it's a fallen nature. I'm talking about pre-Christ in your life. Pre-reborn, pre-new creation. Now, why is that? Well, if you go back to the garden, I'll make it quick. The enemy was the ability to choose that tree in the wrong way, choosing the wrong tree in your decision-making process. And that's what Eve did. She fell. She was deceived. Because God said you could eat of every tree you want. But this godlike quality, because we were made in the image of God, this godlike quality, the ability to choose. And God's so sovereign, I believe he gave it to mankind because there would be no way to be disobedient unless he allowed it. And there'd be no way to be obedient unless there was a chance to be disobedient. We were made in the image of God. Not in the image of a car or a computer or a blender or a toaster. They do what they have to do. They have no free will to cooperate. They have no free will to do anything. They're given a job to do. You don't tell a car it's disobedient when it stops working. It's just broke. But since we're made in the image of God, we have a choice. And therefore, hence the enemy, trying to deceive us, trying to throw us curveballs. And the thing about it is, the tree in the middle of the garden was called the tree to knowledge of good and evil. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge. Still knowledge of good and evil. Go research it. I believe that everybody knows the evil off of that tree, but it's the good that throws you the curveball. Does the good comes from your carnal mind. The good comes from reasoning outside of God. Good reasoning, of which many times is just sociologically or culturally passed down from your forefathers. It's embedded in you. It makes sense. But it's dead wrong. The knowledge of the tree of good and evil, the fruit. And when Eve ate of that tree, I'm not necessarily saying she even sinned. Certainly deceived, because we're told that. Because Eve was not even created when God gave Adam that command not to eat it. Read your Bible, check it out. Genesis 2:17. Eve was not even formed yet. But Adam certainly was, because he was told not to eat of it. But he took it. He took it. Obviously, he loved God. He loved Eve more than he loved God. What a doozy of a temptation, because we know that is actually the first time God mentioned the words not good. Everything he created, he said good, 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 good. But then he said it is not good for man to be alone. So he put Adam to sleep, took a rib, made a woman. A woman did not come out of the dust of the ground. She came out of Adam. And Adam was more than likely doing backflips when he first met Eve. Backflips. She must have been so beautiful, so nice to have as a wife. She was more than likely made as a gift, a helpmate. How wonderful can you get? But here's the problem. No matter how wonderful she was, no matter how beautiful she was, she wasn't above, she was a gift. She wasn't God. So Adam fell for what he probably super loved. That's a true temptation, gang. That's a true temptation. We're not told exactly the conversation went. It's a quick conversation. It says she gave him the fruit and he ate. But there might have been a conversation, but ultimately, he fell for a beautiful creation versus the creator. And that is called sin. And we're told in the New Testament that Eve was deceived. She got away from the simplicity of the gospel. The simplicity. Stay away. Stay away. Because I'm sure Adam relayed the message, but he didn't guard her. He didn't guard her. Yeah. And henceforth, here we are. Fallen man, taken out of the garden, and then the plan was kicked into full gear of how the God-man, Jesus, I call him a God-man because he was a man born under the law, yet still conceived of the Holy Ghost, God. And why? So he could be a sacrifice for you and I. Go through everything you and I go through in 10 times, 1,000 times, a million times more because he knows where he came from. And he has to come down here to his creation and get spit on and have nails driven through his hands and his feet and a crown of thorns put on his head and hung up. The ultimate sacrifice for you and I. That cross was the altar of God. Yes, it was. It was that altar that the true Lamb that was sent from the Father went through everything, all that pain, to give us a way to escape. Because mankind can't do it. We're all doomed for hell. Yeah. Mankind is doomed. Because of what happened in that garden. Choose Jesus. And I'd like to give you a little example of what the Lord tells us about the carnal mind. And I'll cut right to the verse. It's in Romans 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded, and that includes your concepts of what's wrong and right, and I'm running into this quite a bit lately with people I thought I could trust in the area of sodomite activity, if you know what I mean. Sodomite activity. Oh, they're good people. They're good working people. They're kind people, much more kinder than anybody I've met. Sodomite activity. The carnal mind is basing that activity on its actions. Versus on the word of God. I don't care how anything behaves. If the Lord tells me it's wrong, it's wrong. But I hear good men, who I thought were good men, say they aren't bothering anybody with their sodomite activity. Everything's fine. When I know what the Lord says about it. And that's what we're told here. The carnal mind is an enemy of God. When you use your mind outside of God's word, You start eating off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the good is more than likely what's going to deceive you. The good off that tree. They're nice people. They're friendly people. They work hard. Leave them alone. The carnal mind is an enemy against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That's how evil human reasoning is. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. In other words, it's hopeless. Everything Jordan Peterson says, without the word of God, hopeless. Everything Plato, Socrates, Aristotle says, without God, hopeless. Now, we have been let in on a mystery, fellow Christian. That mystery that came in your heart and opened your eyes, that you are certainly a creature. You were created. And it's so foreign. It's so foreign from a carnal mind. It's as far as the east is from the west. The flesh and the spirit are contrary. The flesh nature is the carnal mind, based on your viewpoints of what's good and evil, and not what God said. If I was a cannibal in Papua New Guinea, my frameworks of what good and evil would be find the enemy, dig a pit, put them on a pole, roast them and eat them. That's what their good was. If I was a Hindu in India, previous to the Christians coming and trying to teach them right, I'd get a big fire going. And if I died, my wife was also thrown in the fire. That was their good. That's what it is. That's how deception the goodness of mankind could get. I'll read it again. Because the carnal mind, this is verse 8 now. This is added to that. Because the carnal mind is an enemy of God, for is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Verse 6 states, for to be carnally minded is death. You get that, gang? For to be carnally minded is death. No matter how good that carnal mind is, no matter how righteous it may seem, this is why you could go with righteous men, educated men. And I've run into this just in the past month. Good guy. Quote unquote, righteous in all his deeds. Actually a college professor. However, I gave him my views based on the word of God about sodomite activity. Definitely made the distinction between the person and the sin. Definitely told him they need Christ. They need a change of heart. I'm no better than the worst sinner. So it wasn't like I was poking my finger in anybody's eye. But yet this man got so hot that the devils, I could basically see them. And all of a sudden, the same old excuses. Some man wrote that book. But you know what? Long before that book was ever written, it was put into the hearts of men. Yes, put into the hearts of men. This book in the written word is just a manifestation of what God's done in your heart.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.